Good morning, my friends. Welcome. You are now listening to Wednesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. January 31st, 2007, about 1 minute past midnight here in the Central Time Zone. And what can I say, my friends? I'm glad that you're listening on shortwave at 3.215. You're listening on the Internet. Welcome. Of course, there's a link at our website at franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number, if you'd like to interact with our guest this evening, is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Our guest's website is www.2exodus.com, 2exodus.com, and he has done some amazing things, folks, in the interpretation of prophecy and the application to where we are today, and it's just some astounding books. I think everyone should have them. World War III and Prophecy, The Second Moses, and hopefully many, many more to come. Dan Bertrand Griffey, welcome back, sir.
Oh, great. Great. It's good to be here.
Thank you for your time. When we left off, we were just, what we've done, I guess, in the first hour is kind of lay the foundation about what is prophecy and, you know, different ways to look at it and whatnot. I would like to talk a little bit about it in terms of what led you to do this and what, you know, how much research actually went into to this whole foray at its beginning.
Well, like I said, when I started getting into the study of it, and I was trying to find out, you know, how best to protect my family, how
sure.
best to protect my business, how best to, you know, what should I do, what kind of business decisions should I make?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that God had the answer. I knew that the answer was in the Bible. I just had to dig it out. And they said, it's said of Sir Isaac Newton that he spent more time studying the scripture than what he was become famous for. You know, he was studying, he knew that if he could unlock some of the things that were in the scripture, that he would really, you know, really bring him into a whole different light. And so I knew that too. I knew that if certain things could be unlocked, certain questions that I was coming up with, that I was coming against or coming across in Scripture, if I could unlock those questions, then it would open up a whole different perspective of things, of what is going to happen.
Hmm.
And I realized, and because of the few things that I grasped, I could tell that perspective was going to be different than what was being taught about the last days and about the tribulation period and stuff like that. Not, you know, it was going to be a much deeper teaching, much more understanding. An example, you know, because I think it's good to give an example of some things. When the Levites went to John the Baptist in the book of John 1:21, and then also they went back and they double-checked, you know, when they were sent there to test him, when they were sent there to get baptized for him and stuff, and they said, and they, the Levites, asked him, "What then, art thou Elias," or Elijah, which they knew Elijah was going to come, was going to return in the last days before, you know, he was going to trumpet in the Messiah. And they asked him, "Are you Elias or Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." And then they asked him, which this really, really is amazing. It says, "Art thou that prophet?" And he said, "No." So they asked him, one of the questions they asked him, it says, are you the Messiah? He says, "No." "Are you Elijah? And he said, "No." And then they said, "Are you that prophet?" Now, the way that's taught in Christianity today is it's all taught in one question, in a sense: "Are you Elijah that prophet?"
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
I do.
And that's not how it's written.
Let me jump in here, Dan, and we'll keep people on the cliffhanger as we pause for our first commercial break this hour. Folks, we are back in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. We have more Frankly Speaking Radio with our guest, Dan Bertrand Griffey, when we return. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad you're here. It's Wednesday morning. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whale, and our special guest this evening, author Dan Bertrand Griffey, is joining us. And, Dan, welcome back, sir.
Oh, great, great. That's great. One of the things, to go back into what we were saying about John the Baptist, it was, so they were going and asking John the Baptist if he was one of these three people that would show up. And when he said no, it shocked them. And they were going, wait a minute, let me get this straight. And so it continues in verse 25. It says, and they asked him, asking John the Baptist, and said unto him. In other words, they really wanted to get this down, who he was, because he was showing authority and he was showing power, and he wasn't one of them. You know?
Right.
And so it says, why baptize thou then, if you be not the Christ? In other words, he's not the Messiah. He said he wasn't the Messiah. Or Elias, Elijah. He said he wasn't Elijah. Neither that prophet. Mm-hmm. So this is third person there. And they knew that Elijah was to come before the Messiah was to come. All right? And they knew that, and they even, the Jews at Passover, they even set a place for Elijah. And they have the youngest one go to the door and open the door and look for Elijah. You know, that's a tradition of those. And they know that Elijah is to come before, And actually does. He does come in the last days. He's one of the two witnesses that we read about in Revelations. And he does show up in the last days. And he does make that appearance. But what is kept totally blindside, most of us, especially Christians, is that there is this third person. And this third person, this is, and I come across this, and I come across different prophecies that deal with this person. And I'm saying, well, wait a minute, you know, who is this person? You know, who is that prophet? And so when you get into realizing that there's going to be a second Exodus that deals with the second Exodus, and in the second Exodus, there's going to come the second Exodus, and that's why they're always wanting to say in 1948 that that was the second Exodus. That was the second Exodus. Well, that wasn't the second Exodus. It couldn't, because there were certain things that they had to do when they came back in the land which were not done at that time, and they had to be done immediately. They couldn't be done 40 or 50 years later. And one of those things was to immediately start the building of the temple. And they go, well, yeah, but it was real dangerous from the build. It doesn't matter. At the second Exodus, the situation is going to be so resolved that the building will start that day. And so that's the part of the second Exodus that's a little powerful about the second Exodus, is that that situation is resolved to such an extent that the building of the third temple starts that day that they come back, that the Exodus comes back, and the diasporas, the two great diasporas. And so one of the, of course, 2,000-year diaspora of the Jews, and then also the nearly 3,000 or almost diaspora that happened of the Hebrews, you know, of the other tribes coming back. And so when this person is brought out in Scripture, and so you start fleshing this person out, and that's what our second book, the second Moses, the name of the title is the second Moses. When you start bringing this person out through Scripture, man, it starts putting prophecy together, and it starts connecting, and it starts becoming more and more powerful as you do this. And so this what was started in the first book about World War III and the understanding of why World War III is going to happen in the way that it happens, you know, with the Holy Land being overrun and even America being overrun. And when these things start coming down, and what we have in the first book, and then you start seeing what is on the other side, which is like this, what starts the second book and the rest of the books, you start seeing how prophecy is laid out and how it's played out and how these events must take place and how they're spoken of right there in the Scripture.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what we need to delve into here, my friend, and I'm glad that we have you available this evening to chat about these things. Now, you have been studying prophecy for, about 30 years now, I guess, at that point, but you've been researching the books for over a decade, correct?
Yeah, my study was about 30, 31 years, but the actual digging into the Scripture had been for the last 15 to 16 years, and that's why, you know, everybody's saying, well, you know, how come you couldn't put a book out in that time? Well, because I didn't want to do it like it's all so often done, is start one book, and actually I thought it could all be done in about a couple of books or something like that at the time, you know, 15 years ago or whatever. And so, but it took most of that time to do the research. You had to lay out, had to study all the prophecies in the Bible, all the Old Testament, all the New Testament, link it together, grasp what is being said, and you had to have those bits and pieces in place before you could start writing, you know, before you could start bringing these books out.
Yeah.
And there's 8 books in all. I've got 6 of them that are actually written. 2 of them are published, and then the third one I hope to have coming out soon. But
oh, wow, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. And so the third one is the actual second Exodus.
Well, obviously, you know, look, when you're looking at these things, there are so many different sources to pull from, you know, and the thing that blew my mind in the first book, Dan, was I couldn't believe all the information that was in there, and then you had it all sourced, and I mean, it was from everywhere. I was just blown away by how much of it I would never have thought of before. So it's really an astounding amount of research.
Yeah, what was really kind of amazing is that when you lay out these things in prophecy and all the prophecies, and they make all of this tremendous tapestry and picture that you see all this stuff happening, and then I was about to come out with a book, and then all of a sudden, well, you know, when the Dead Sea Scrolls were first uncovered in Qumran, they only let out a certain number through the years, through the decades after that. They only let out a certain type of scrolls that were being let out and being given out to the open public, where there was a greater number or a more important number that dealt with prophecy that were hidden and that were kept in vaults, you know, and that was by the Rockefellers because they quickly jumped in there and got control of all of that. And so for decades, they had these in these vaults that were never to be let out in dealing with prophecy and stuff like that. They were never to be let out to the world. And then you had these two guys, which is a pretty interesting story. They had these two guys that came in there, and, you know, I mean, this is after, you know, decades and decades of people working on this stuff. And you had these two guys, these two young guys going there, and they said, you know, these are powerful. They had access to these secret Dead Sea Scroll things. And they said, these are powerful. You know, the world needs to read these, you know, because they align with biblical scripture, you know. I mean, not all the Dead Sea Scrolls align with biblical scripture, you know. I mean, the Quran went for a long, long time, and sometimes they were really close to God, sometimes they were really far away from God, just like societies go. Mm-hmm. And so they started smuggling these parts of these Dead Sea Scrolls, they started smuggling these things out, and they started putting them on the internet so that the whole world could see them. You know, and they've even come out with a book or so, too. And so they get them out on the internet, and it started coming. And so when these things started coming out, I started reading them. I'm going, my land, you know, here it is. It's dealing with these issues, you know. And so that was incorporated. I incorporated some of those secret Dead Sea Scrolls, some of those Dead Sea Scrolls into all the books and the works. And it just is verification, you know. The Bible has got to be the ultimate source of authority and verification.
Sure.
But when you have these other things that come up, and they give you a color, a color to the picture, then, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, it's just further confirmation, and it could be anything. You know, a lot of times, you know, I may come across something myself, and to me, you know, it may mean something to me. It may be a confirmation of maybe a prayer that I've prayed, you know, but it's important to me. And I think that, you know, validation in that form is it's not the source, like you said, but it is a confirmation. It is validation. I think that's a good thing, too. So, well, I'll tell you what, my friend, we're coming up on another break here, but there are many places to start. I guess we should probably talk about the news a little bit. How important is the news and awareness of current events to understanding prophecy?
Well, it's important to understand what's going on around you, of course, in your time and your day. Now, reading in between the lines of the news, of course, is really more important than what you're getting in the news, you know.
Yes.
And as events unfold, certain events unfold, the catastrophes and so forth, to be able to get on there as quick as you can before they doctrine it all up and fix it off is very important. But as you read these events and as things come about, you know, that is, it just points, you know, like all these catastrophes that are happening, you know, it's happening to America and to different nations and stuff like that. Well, those are part of the birth pains of the bringing forth of the tribulation period. And these are judgments coming down on the earth. When you look in Revelations and you see these angels going forth and they're proclaiming,
you know, it's fine, let's just do this.
That is what that is what we're being set up for. That is what is we're not in tribulation period, the 7-year quote tribulation period. We're in like a pre phase of the tribulation period.
I see.
And this pre phase is judgment is already started. You know, judgment's already started.
Yeah. Dan, if I can ask you to hang on here. Folks, we're going to pause for a brief break here, just 3 minutes, and then we'll be back to continue this incredible discussion with our guest tonight, Dan Bertrand Griffey, and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here Wednesday morning. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and our special guest this evening, Dan Bertrand Griffey, author of the books World War III and Prophecy, The Second Moses, and I believe 6 more to come. So, Dan, welcome back.
Oh, great. It's great to be here. This.
I'm enjoying it, and I really appreciate your time. And we were just sort of, starting down the road of where we're at there in the world, and one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is, I guess, the prophetic clock, because I think that's an important angle to consider.
You're going to want that cowbell on the track.
Right.
Is that on your end, Dan?
I don't know. No, it's not on my end, I don't think. I heard it, but I don't think it's coming from my end.
All right. Thomas, if you whatever you're doing, buddy, it's going over the air, so clean that up, if you would, please. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay, so the prophetic clock, when you look through prophecy, when you're looking through the whole thing, you start seeing, you know, and look in the book of Revelations, and it says a certain hour, you know, when it talks about the 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins, and at midnight the groom came, you know, Christ came, and it talks about a different time, and it also talks about different seasons, but it talks about a different time of day, and these things are listed, and as you study the whole Bible, the whole Bible goes through like this, and prophecy starts putting these things in different places. So what I did was I started listing those things, and I came up with this 24-hour clock, and I started listening. Each hour represents 2 months, and then it goes through. And what I found out is this 24-hour clock goes through the seven-year period of tribulation. And then I started listing these events in prophecy as they are taken at that time of day, you know, in the morning, in the evening, at noon, you know, this such would happen and stuff. And I came up with a prophetic clock. And that's in the first book and the second book, and it goes through each one of the books, takes you through deeper into the prophetic clock and all the way up until the end of the seven-year period on these events. And what not all events in prophecy can go on the clock, just the events that speak of a certain time or a certain season or and that was just tremendous, you know. And one of the things, like we were talking about before, is that if you take this clock, and of course the clock doesn't start ticking, it's kind of like what they call the atomic clock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The clock doesn't start ticking until Babylon is attacked and destroyed. So when Babylon is attacked, when America is attacked, that starts the clock ticking, and that starts the tribulation period beginning. And so if you back up the hours and the months of the clock from before it starts ticking, there is an event, and it's real difficult to tell what the event is. You really can't tell what the event is. But the secular Jewish nation in the Middle East, they do something, and this action that they do infuriates the Islamic nations to such a degree that they wish to attack and destroy the nation of Israel at that time. And Gog, which is who is controlling the revolution against the New World Order and so forth, not God, but Gog, G-O-G, who's in prophecy, he's out of Russia, and he is controlling these events, and he has brokered this deal with this Axis power of the Islamic nations and China, some of the South American countries, some of the revolution that's broken out in Africa and different parts of the world, and he has brokered this deal, and he is holding this deal together. And Islam wishes to attack because of something the Jewish nation does. They wish and they desire to attack and annihilate Israel. And this takes place in the prophetic clock. It takes place before the clock starts ticking, but you back it up, and it takes place in the month of March and April.
Hmm.
And so, is it going to be this March and April? You can't tell.
Right.
You just really can't tell. And is that event going to be the Israel, along with the United States, attacking Iran? You know, the prophetic clock really doesn't divulge that. It just says that there is some event that evidently the Jews do or partake in that infuriates Islam, and they wish to destroy him, and the only thing that holds Islam back at that time, because it's too soon. They're saying it's too soon to attack now. We must wait and bide our time, because when the hour is right. Because they don't want to be dealing with Russia, of course, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, they come down and deal with Israel, but they don't want to be dealing and concentrating on Israel like Adolf Hitler concentrated on Europe and ignored America.
Right.
They don't want to. They know anybody that is trying to conquer the world knows they have to deal with America. They cannot allow America to be dealt with later on, because once the American people sense that this thing is going on and see this thing is going on, well, they're going to start. You know, they're going to start the war machine going.
Yes.
And you think we've got a war machine now? It's nothing compared to what would happen.
Well, we need to get into this a little bit deeper. Let me interrupt you here for a short commercial break, folks. Yeah. We're going to pause, but we'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us. Again, our special guest this evening, Dan Bertrand Griffey, and his website, www.2exodus.com. 2exodus.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Wednesday morning, and you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Dan Bertrand Griffey. The subject is Bible prophecy, and certainly something that requires a lot of research and a lot of effort. And Dan is just unparalleled in his explanation. Really some amazing stuff. Dan, welcome back, sir.
Oh, good. Great.
I really appreciate all of the time that you're spending with us here. Now, you were just mentioning that, in essence, what we've got is a situation where something's going to happen that's going to infuriate the Arab nations, and they will be restrained from attacking Israel, I presume, or did you say Israel and the United States?
Well, of course, I would like to thank both, but they really, seriously, evidently, the forefront of whatever this event that takes place is going to be the nation, the secular nation of Israel in the Middle East. That is going to be the spearhead or the forefront of it, and that is what really infuriates them more than anything else, and that's why they want to just deal with that issue right then and there. And they're held back because it's not yet time. It's not yet time for that because America has to be dealt with, and the dealing with America is judgment. You know, it's judgment upon America. America is. Has fallen away from God, has left God, and you know we as Americans, and like I say, I'm an American, and we as Americans believe that God would never judge America. God will never deal with America in that way. That you know, And we go around and with bumper stickers that said, God bless America, God bless America. Well, when you stop and think about it, what exactly, when you say God bless America, what exactly are you asking God to bless? You know, and there are these things that are happening in America, and America's promoting and dealing with in the world. I mean, you know, what is it, 80% of all pornography in the world comes out of America. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, and there are good things that are coming in America, but we're not going to be judged for the good things that America does. We're going to be judged because of the things that we have allowed to creep in, and because of the things that the leaven that has made the whole lump leavened the whole lump, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, that is what the judgment is going to come at. And I go into great detail about that issue in the first book when it deals with World War III, because
mm-hmm.
because you've got to have a perspective of why World War III takes place. You know, why does World War III take place? And World War III sets the stages and sets the world up and the events that will happen. And those events are, it is important. When you go into the book of Daniel and you start seeing these four beasts that come up out of the ocean, well, the first beast that comes up out of the ocean is this lion. Okay? And that is the British Empire. And the British Empire, you know, and so you start asking, and Daniel was looking at these beasts, and what he was looking at is really the last days. And we think of the last days as being the seven-year tribulation period, but actually the last days started a few hundred years ago. And when the first beast come up out of the sea is when Britain gained prominence in the world. And that first beast showed up out of the sea of humanity. And the next beast that comes on the scene is this bear, and this bear with the ribs in its mouth. And the ribs are what the bear controls, okay? The ribs are Islam, is China, and it's different fractions, it's these fractions that the bear controls. And the bear is Gog. Is Gog, and so that is the next thing that is to come on the scene, and that is going to be traumatic, and to bring that on the scene is going to take World War III. It's going to take World War III to happen.
Wow.
And that is going to be a world encompassing war that will affect every part of the planet. There's not going to be any part that, you know, have World War II. You know, World War I affected a great deal, but still it didn't affect the whole planet. World War II affected pretty much the whole planet. You could say there's probably parts of the planet that might not have been affected, and that's possible, but it would have affected most of the planet. Well, there's not going to be any place that doesn't know that World War III is going on this planet. It's going to be so tremendous.
Wow.
And actually, Gog gets control of the nation. And their plan is so thought out, and they've taken over 100 years and more to come up with this plan, that it becomes so successful it goes to his head, and it goes to his head to such a degree, you know, because, you know, in the Bible it says that Nebuchadnezzar, God called Nebuchadnezzar his servant, because Nebuchadnezzar judged the nation of Judah, and he judged it, and he destroyed it, and he drug them off to Babylon. And so God called Nebuchadnezzar his servant. And that's strange, because Nebuchadnezzar wasn't Jewish. He wasn't a believer. You know, well, he was a believer after he quit eating like an ox, but that has that effect on you.
Yeah.
So, you know, he changed his diet, and he started believing, you know, And shortly after that, he passed away. But before that, when God was calling him a servant, he was calling him a servant because he was doing his bidding. He was going down there, and Nebuchadnezzar said, "God had sent me down here to deal with you people, you know, to deal with you people." So, and you looked at God dealt with the nation of Israel all through the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
When they sinned, when they got out of line, when they did something wrong, God dealt with them, and sometimes it was a severe dealing. You know, and then when they repented and came back to God, he would raise up a judge. You know, he would raise up a Samson or Samuel or something like that, and he would raise up a judge for deliverer, as a deliverer. And that's what they were called. It was called a deliverer. And so they would do it, you know. And so then the nation for a while would stay in line with God, and then all of a sudden it would start falling away again, and the whole vicious cycle would start over and over again. And so as we in America, for some reason, believe that God will not deal with our sins, will not deal with us. And we promote these sins all over the world. And we think that, you know, this is going to go on forever. Well, it does not go on forever. You know, because there is a God, and because the Bible is true and his word is true, it will not go on forever. Thank God that it does, that the sin does not go on forever, because you see the result of what happens when the judgment is held off. And what happened was Noah's day. You had these antediluvians, and they were rampaging. You had the Nephilim, you had the fallen angels, and all of this genetic discourse, and not just man but also in beast. And this was rampaging through their society, and God looked upon it and he said, "That's it. You know, it's so bad, we're going to wipe it all off the slate, wipe the slate clean, and start over." You know, and so he took Noah and the eight, and all eight of them, and he started over. And now we've gotten, and Christ said, he said, it's going to be like that again. It's going to happen like that again. It's going to be like in the days of Noah. So we're sitting going, oh, no, you know, it can't be our day. You know, it's not our day. It's got to be some other day way in the future. Well, you know, when you look around at our day, and you know, what is all this genetic engineering going on? Why is it going on?
Yeah.
You know, what are we not happy with? The animals we have, or are we not happy with the people we have? Why do we do all this genetic engineering? And it's genetic engineering because that's exactly, they're getting us back exactly to the state that we were before the flood. And when the flood came, there was judgment that came. And so the I guess the pre-flood is going to be World War III. You know?
Wow. So, you know, potentially March and April of any year would be a time to watch, and certainly this year, that would line up with some of the news, I think, that's out there in regards to what we're seeing. Now, of course, for those who don't know, there was a UN resolution passed basically telling Iran that they must stop doing their uranium enrichment and whatnot. And the deadline, they were given 60 days, the deadline for this UN resolution, which is 1737, for those who wonder, is February 21st. So obviously, you know, 6 days after that, it becomes March. You know, so this is certainly a time to watch something like that. After that happens, then the tribulation is supposed to begin the same year, or because you mentioned September or October, somewhere around there.
Well, now that is when, you know, that doesn't mean that this is going to happen. You know,
right.
I'm not really dealing with Iran in that context at that time.
Yes.
It's, you know, I'm not even sure that that's what the Jews attack Iran and that's what infuriates. I'm saying
right.
That is possible, what it could be, but you can't say for sure that that's what it is.
Yeah.
But what's interesting, it's interesting about Iran because I believe there's going to be a real surprise in what happens in Iran. And it's going to really be a surprise. It's kind of like the surprise that we had when we went into Iraq. You know, I mean, Iraq was a real big surprise. You know, you're going into this nation and you're pushing through and you're having some conflict and you're expecting this 400,000 manned army to attack your forces in force, and they have been resupplied through Russia and so forth, and you're expecting them to attack your force, and you don't get that. You know, what you get is old men with antiquated equipment, and you get the militia. And so you keep hitting this militia, and you keep expecting this great force to be around the corner up over the next hill, and it's not there. And so when we got to Baghdad, we started doing carpet bombing in Baghdad because we thought, well, this, you know, that's what the radio, that's what the people on the radio were saying. They said this 400,000 man army is in Baghdad. Okay. And so they're sitting there, and they're going. And actually, before we got there, we started making this push. And I was sitting with a group of men. I said, "We're not going to find the 400,000 army in Baghdad. We're not going to find the 400,000 army in Iraq at all. And he said, you know, how can he say this? How can he say this? Because prophecy says it. That's what prophecy says. You know, when you deal with Ezekiel 38, and the first part of Ezekiel 38, it tells you that those armies are not going to be in those nations at that time, at this time. They're not going to be there. So Iran, I would venture to say, is going to be the kind of the same scenario. We're going to see a force that's going to be in Iran, but it's not going to be the Iranian army. And it's going to be a force that is going to be like more of a militia force. And it's going to be violent, and there's going to be a lot of death and stuff like that. But it's not going to be the multi-army faceted top-of-the-line equipment that we were expecting. We didn't get that in Iraq, and we're not going to get it in Iran. Because this goes on to play with prophecy. It goes on to deal with prophecy. Now, where is the Iraqi army? And I go back into that when we went in there, and we started grabbing people out of taxis, we started throwing them in prison, we started grabbing them off the street, we started throwing them in prison. Well, why were we throwing, you know, when Rumsfeld showed up in Iraq and let go of 100,000 people or whatever it was, some unbelievable amount that was in these prisons, why did we have those people in there?
Mm-hmm.
We were coming in to liberate the city. Why did we have the citizens, which had to be citizens, you know, they weren't the army because we couldn't find the army.
Right.
You know, why did we have these citizens in their prison? Well, we had them in the prison because we couldn't find their army. And so they were being tortured. You know, we were torturing these people. You know, they had the same people that were torturing, you know, so forth. And everybody's aware of all that stuff. And so why were we torturing these people that we were dragging out of taxis and that we were taking off the street? It's because our military geniuses wanted to know where the Iraqi army was. Where are the 400,000 troops? And they were saying that they, and then when we got in there and we couldn't find them, they said, oh, they just blended into the people. Well, wait a minute. You got 400,000 troops with 400,000 military equipments and 400,000 uniforms. Where did they put all that stuff? You know what I mean? They didn't just make the tanks into fountains and we drove by and we didn't see it. I mean, come on. They weren't there, and all their equipment wasn't there. They were gone. And prophecy tells you that they were being hidden, as they were being hidden right now. They were being hidden right in the southern part of Russia. That is where Russia, it says in Ezekiel 38, it says Russia is to protect them. It is to protect those forces, those military forces. And when we go into Syria and when we go into Iran and stuff, those forces are going to be in the southern portion of Russia. Now, you think, well, that's great. We can get in there and we can deal with this without having a whole lot of bloodshed. No. That's a lot worse than meeting those forces when we go in.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means those forces are going to move. And when those forces move, they're not going to be just, it's not going to be just the Iraqi and Iranian armies and the Syrian armies and so forth like that coming out against us, sweeping through the Middle East, heading for Israel. It's going to be also the Russian armies, and then you're going to have Chinese armies up in Africa.
Now, wow.
You've got this full-fledged revolt going on that we are totally ignorant of, or media. It's this full-fledged revolt against the New World Order, and this revolt is happening, and we are kept ignorant of it because the New World Order has such a stranglehold upon America and upon Europe, upon Britain. And so these things play out. These things play out in prophecy.
Yeah. You know, there's so many countries to watch out for here as far as maybe their prophetic sort of relevance in the Bible. And one of those, I think, and I want to talk about Russia, of course, but also China. China, of course, recently launching their anti-satellite attack systems. And again, there's nothing really cutting edge about this, except that China is doing it. The United States and Russia have both done that 20 years ago, nothing really of significance. But when you start looking at China and the fact that they hold, you know, a great portion of our debt, for example, you look at the fact that they have the most populous nation on Earth, and therefore its people at its disposal. You look at the fact that basically we have promised Taiwan that if they are attacked by China, that we will defend them. You know, it just gets stickier and stickier from here on out. I'd like to discuss a little bit about China's role in prophecy as well.
Certainly, certainly. China is coming quickly on the forefront of everything in the Middle East. It was interesting that, of course, Japan is extremely concerned about China
mm-hmm.
and extremely concerned about North Korea, as well they should be. But still, when you grasp the revolt that's going on, this revolt, this revolution that's going on against the New World Order, and you look over in Russia, Russia is in full-fledged revolt. Okay, when you look at Islam, a lot of Islamic nations are in full-fledged revolt. Not all of them, but a lot of more. And the ones that aren't in full-fledged revolt, they are under all that revolt is under the
surface. Yeah, Dan, let me interrupt you here briefly. I'm sorry, folks. Stay with us. We are back with more from our guest and more, frankly speaking, in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
There's a man with children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, a very, very exciting program, and I would like to open up the phone line so you can chat with our guest here this evening. Our phone number, of course, is 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Before we do that, though, before we bring back Dan Griffey, our guest, this hour, my friends, is being brought to you by BioSolutions, featuring one of the most advanced Rife machines available to the public. BioSolutions has the solution for your good health. You can call them toll-free at 886-885-6625 with questions about your situations. Or, of course, you can visit online for more information at www.natural-solution.com. That's natural and then hyphen solution.com. Dan Griffey, our guest. Welcome back, sir.
Oh, great, great.
And thank you so much. When we left off, we were discussing China and their role. And what you were saying is that, in essence, there is a revolution going on, maybe not out in the forefront, but for the most part, it is happening. Now, this revolution is what, against these globalists, against the Illuminati, the New World Order?
Right, it is. It's being waged against the New World Order. And what's so interesting about it is that it is being waged with their own equipment. With some of the people that they had put in power. Mm. And it's like when you're dealing with China, China is not an open revolt. China's more like Saudi Arabia, where you have the New World Order that controls the hierarchy of the nation, but then the rest of the people are in a sense, revolting in the scenes. That's why it's so dangerous for the Saudi royal family and stuff in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
And the New World Order started communism. They created communism. Okay, communism is their child. And so they took over these nations. They took over Russia. They took over Cuba. They took over China and stuff. They took over all these nations, Vietnam, all the rest of them, with their communism. Okay, and really it's just total dictator control. And with North Korea and so forth. But so they took them over, and they've been holding them in oppression for a very long time. And as this oppression has been going on, just like in all of humanity and stuff, is that there's going to find a way when you put that pressure on them for so long, mankind, with the help of God, is going to find a way to undeal that pressure, screw the valve on that pressure, somehow to get that out. It's going to be a release. And that is what is about to happen it's already happened in Russia. It's in the final complete stages in Russia and also in some of the Islamic nations. But it's happening in China. This is all undercurrent. It's all in the underground that they have there. And the New World Order knows it. They're concerned very much about it. And when that comes to the forefront, where they actually are open and revolt, then you know World War III is not very far behind, because they will not allow the New World Order to realize that this is such a widespread revolt across the world, give them time to attack and counter it.
That's amazing. There is certainly a lot more to get into here, folks, and our guest, Dan Bertrand Griffey, has agreed to stay on with us here in the upcoming hour. As I said, we've barely scratched the surface, but there's so much that I'm sure you are wondering about as well, and we'll squeeze in some phone calls here in the upcoming hour. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. Stay with us as we pause for a brief station identification.